Wow, this is huge news. The United Kingdom just announced it's going to be the very first G7 nation to issue a fully tokenized digital sovereign bond by early 2027. We're really looking at a fundamental shift in how public finance works.
It's a significant development indeed. Chancellor Rachel Reeves unveiled the initiative, and the core idea is to leverage distributed ledger technology to convert traditional government debt into blockchain-based digital assets. It's a bold, methodical move to modernize the system.
And the benefits are genuinely exciting. We're talking about much faster settlement times, lower administrative costs, and way more transparency. Plus, it could finally open the doors to broader investor accessibility, even allowing for fractional ownership of government debt.
To pull this off, the UK Treasury has partnered with HSBC's Orion platform. It's a permissioned blockchain specifically built for institutional use, which is absolutely crucial when you're dealing with public debt at this scale.
That makes a lot of sense. Unlike those public blockchains you might have heard about, Orion really prioritizes regulatory compliance, data privacy, and top-tier security, while still keeping that beautiful immutability and efficiency of distributed ledger tech.
Exactly. Teaming up with a major financial institution like HSBC ensures the infrastructure is battle-tested and actually capable of scaling to handle billions in public debt without compromising stability.
But hitting that 2027 target isn't going to be a walk in the park. There are some pretty critical challenges we'll need to navigate to make it work.
Quite right. Regulators will need to establish very clear frameworks around custody, investor eligibility, and settlement processes to maintain market stability. It's a delicate balance that requires careful oversight.
And it's not just about the rules on paper. Financial institutions, asset managers, and brokers will all need to upgrade their trading and accounting systems to actually integrate with this new platform. It's going to be a massive operational lift.
Absolutely. And while the blockchain itself is tamper-resistant, the surrounding ecosystem needs serious attention. Digital wallets, identity verification, and exchange interfaces will require robust cybersecurity measures to prevent vulnerabilities elsewhere in the chain.
So to manage all that, the UK is planning a phased, stability-focused rollout. They're going to tackle these hurdles methodically, which is a really reassuring and responsible approach.
The implications, however, extend far beyond British borders. Sovereign bonds are the backbone of global capital markets, serving as interest rate benchmarks and safe haven assets worldwide.
I love how this could reshape the global financial landscape. Tokenizing these instruments could drastically cut down cross-border settlement times, streamline international lending, and truly democratize access to government debt markets for everyday investors.
While other nations have been experimenting with central bank digital currencies, the UK's focus on tokenized sovereign debt feels like a much more practical, immediate step toward modernizing public finance.
It really does. It shows that blockchain technology is finally transitioning from a speculative novelty to a core, reliable component of traditional financial infrastructure.
Precisely. This initiative signals a broader financial trend. By combining institutional trust with next-generation technology, the UK is demonstrating a highly pragmatic approach to financial innovation.
It's inspiring to see such a forward-thinking, collaborative spirit. Of course, the success of this project will really hinge on effective teamwork among regulators, financial institutions, and tech providers to build a system that's secure, seamless, and accessible.
Well said. If executed successfully, the UK's digital sovereign bond could very well establish a new global standard for sovereign debt management. It would prove that legacy financial systems and blockchain technology can integrate to create a more efficient, transparent, and resilient financial future.